Apato. The town of Apato became the property of those two princes in 1567. This happened after the marriage of Prince Vasil Konstantinostrovsky and Sofia Tarnowska. Along with Apato, the prince received the surrounded settlements, namely Ostrovets Sventokshiski, Chmeliv, and Chenstonice. In Apato itself, the princes did not build anything. They used the castle built by Sofia's grandfather, Krzysztof Szydłowecki. Unfortunately, the castle has not survived to this day, but the entrance tower and the church remained. Prince Vasil Konstantin rarely visited Apato. Instead, he usually stayed in Tarnów or Wawiórka. But Apato, and especially the church, which is still in good condition, appealed to his son Janusz. If you enter the church, you will see coats of arms of the Ostrowski, Lubomirski, and Sanguszko families carved on the benches. Apato was passed to Lubomirski and Sanguszko families after the demise of the main line of the family of Ostrow princes. Standing next to the church, you can see shallow gouges on the walls of the shrine, which contemporary residents take special care of. These indentations on the walls were made with the swords and sabers of the soldiers who went to war. They sharpened their weapons in this way, and these weapons acquired the properties of a talisman. The soldiers of Ostrovets Sventokshiski, Tarnowski, Ostrowski, and later Lubomirski sharpened their sabers by drawing them across the church walls as well.